Of all the issues facing America today, the country's racial divide is among the most pressing and among the most visible. Take the recent arrest of two black men in a Baltimore Starbucks, or the group of black women reported to police for slow play on a York, Pennsylvania golf course. It's hard to imagine many white people suffering similar sorts of indignities. And neither of these situations is as bad as the numerous cases of unarmed black men shot to death by police officers. Add all this to the still lingering effects of the Civil War, of the failed attempts at Reconstruction, and of the racial bias and violence present throughout the separate but equal South, but also in urban centers of the North, and it's only natural that black voices should rise in protest. In Spokane, one of the loudest of those voices belonged to a woman named Rachel Dolezal. Not only was Dolezal the president of the city's NAACP chapter, she served as chair of the Police Ombudsman Commission and taught Africana studies at Eastern Washington University. And according to reports that she had submitted to the police department, she was the focus of a number of hate crimes. Then the unthinkable happened. Dolezal was identified not as a black woman, as many people thought, but as white. The fallout was immediate and the reaction predictable, even if the range of its scope was not. Amid Dolezal's resigning from the NAACP and being ousted from other positions, she became a focus of national and even international attention. She became a favorite topic of late-night talk show hosts and a target for prominent black celebrities and intellectuals around the country who accused her of, among other things, dishonesty and fraud, and perhaps worst of all in these racially conscious times, racial appropriation. Dolezal herself explained all this, from her perspective, in an autobiography titled In Full Color, Finding My Way in a Black and White World. And now, Dolezal is the focus of a documentary film showing on the streaming media service Netflix titled The Racial Divide, and the film's title is perfectly appropriate. Directed and co-written with Jeff Saman Gilbert by documentary filmmaker Laura Brownson, The Racial Divide doesn't take sides. While Brownson gives plenty of time and space to Dolezal's many critics, she also provides Dolezal ample opportunity to tell her side of the story. And that side includes both being raised by a white couple and of the abuse charges she would later levy at those very parents. It also details how she developed a feeling of kinship with her adopted siblings, several of whom were African American, but whom her parents raised as white. Watching the racial divide isn't likely to change anyone's opinion as to whether Dolezal has a valid case for claiming a black heritage or whether she used the privilege of her white birthright for gain and profit. But it would be hard to watch the film and not feel at least a measure of sympathy, even if just for Dolezal's sons, who never asked to be part of a national scandal. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.